Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling. I heard an ad over the radio, so I was just calling to find out some more information.
Okay, so this is a home care agency accepting new patients and caregivers. Are you a caregiver looking for work or a patient looking for services?
Caregiver.
Okay, and do you have a patient in mind or do you want us to staff you?
I actually have two clients already.
Okay. And what county are your clients in?
Montgomery County.
Montgomery. Okay. All right. You want to start with the first patient?
The first patient, we're with the agency.
Okay.
I'm looking to change agencies at this moment.
Good for you. You're not binded to any agency. So whenever you're not happy with one, go to another.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first name will be Luis, Luis.
Luis.
Last name Melendez, Melendez.
Date of birth?
9/21/44.
An address?
331 Street, apartment 108, Northtown, PA, 19401.
So 331 Walnut Street, apartment A is an apple?
No, 330, 330.
Okay, so 330 Walnut Street, apartment
108.
108. And this is in where?
Norristown.
Norristown, PA.
Yes.
And then the zip code?
19401.
Got it. A good number to reach, Mr. Lewis?
Well, it will be my number, 484-744-4562.
And what's your name?
Daisha, Daisha.
And your last name?
Arthur, Arthur.
And Ms. Daisha, what's your relationship to Mr. Lewis?
That's my grandfather.
Grandfather. Grandfather. How many hours a week does he have?
I believe it's 70.
70 hours a week. Okay. Now let's go to the second. Oh, wait. What does he have? Keystone, UPMC, AmeriHealth?
He has Keystone First, VIP.
Keystone First. All right. Now, second patient.
Roseanne, Roseanne.
Last name?
Suber, Suber.
Date of birth?
2/29/60.
She's a leap day.
Yeah.
Just like my son. Her address?
330 Walnut Street, apartment 224, Norristown,
and
PA.
Same thing?
Yep.
Okay, same zip code?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Mr. Lewis, is he in 331 Walnut Street?
No, 330 Walnut Street.
Okay, let me change that. Sorry. And a good number to reach, Ms. Roseanne?
484-804-0333.
Okay. And is her Medicaid through Keystone as well?
Yeah, she has Keystone and, what's the other one? She has Keystone, so that's her main one, but she has another insurance too. I forget the other
Okay.
one.
Keystone is the one that pays for the home care, so she
Okay.
has the right one.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. All right. Okay, so now I have all the information that I need to submit the referral. I just need you to grab some of our information. And
Okay.
if you can, call their case coordinator over at Keystone and let them know that they would like to provider change so that by the time the agency reaches out to the coordinator, they already know that you guys are authorizing this change.
Okay.
And just let me know when you're ready.
One second. I'm just going to pull over here.
Take your time.
And can I ask how you guys' clock and system works? I mean, it's pretty probably the same, but.
Well, it's the universal HHA system. So we do it through the HHA app. Payroll goes in once a week. So you get paid every Friday. And anything over 40 hours is mandatory time and a half. We pay overtime.
Okay.
Are there any minors in the home?
No.
Okay.
Would they, like, for instance, sometimes when we're out, like, doing errands and stuff, like, would we have to be at the location to clock out?
I think you have the app. You would download the app on your phone.
Yeah, I have the app, the Exosphere app. But even when we're on errands, because, you know, we are a family, if we're out, we have to rush and rush back to the premises to clock out. That's what I'm saying. Like, how does that work?
I think it's the same. Because
still the same.
It's the HH, yeah, with all agencies. Because the services are being paid for inside the home. So, like, let's say you're running errands for the patient and you clocked out. By the time you get back to your home, it's, you know, supposedly you already ran the errand and you're about to clock out with your patient. So I think it's the same system, but I'm not completely sure. That's a better question for the coordinator.
Okay.
Because once I submit this information, then the coordinators are going to reach out to you. They're going to send you your hiring application. They're going to reach out to the service coordinator over at Keystone, try to get the authorization so we could start services with you guys. So at that point, if you had any questions on payroll, you know, like you're clocking in, clocking out, they'll go step by step with you and send you all the information that you need.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Yep. The name of the agency that's going to further you guys along onto home care is called Family First Care.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400.
Okay.
And my name is Jasmine.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you my direct number. It's 267-551-7410.
Okay.
And so what you want to do is that you want to have this information readily available for Mr. Lewis and Miss Roseanne, because when they call them, the service coordinator, they're going to want to speak to them and confirm this information, okay?
Okay.
All right. So welcome to Family First.
All right. Yaisha. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You take care, okay?
You too.
Listen, continue to clock in and out with your current agency until we fully take over, okay? So, like,
okay.
That is no lapse in services, no lapse in pay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.